ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणारघुनाथंबितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवाधूतं परिजनसहितां कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखाम्बितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमस्तुते। तप्तकञ्चनगौरङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरे ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्राणमामि हरिप्रिये। पञ्चाकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामो हरे रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण। सो इन अ स्पिरिट ऑफ सर्विस आई एम सिटिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू टुडे प्रेइंग फॉर योर ब्लेसिंग्स आई मे स्पीक सम वर्ड्स that may be pleasing to you and pleasing to the Lord. I'll read a little bit from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is no verse there, but this is from Adilila, text 12, chapter 1. Mahavishnu Jagatkarta Maya Yaya Sriyatyadaha Tasyavatara Evayam Advaitacharya Ishvaraha. Lord Advaitacharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Advaitam Harinadvaitad Acharyam Bhakti Samsanat Bhaktavataram Ishantam Advaitacharya Masraye. Because he is non different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is none different from his features as a devotee, devotional incarnation, devotional manifestation, pure devotee, and devotional energy. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami will later on in the Chaitanya Charitamrita say, he will say that he offers millions of obeisances to Advaita Acharya. And actually he's begging forgiveness for, because he feels incapable of describing his glories. He says just like it will be, you know, like his qualities are fathomless, just like the size of the millions of oceans and millions of seas. So to try to measure his qualities will be like an offense. So we'll try to repeat some of the words from the Chaitanya Charitamrita and glorification of Advaita Acharya. We just read actually in this verse that he is called Advaita. He's called Advaita because he's no different from the Lord. Actually, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he comes in the form of a devotee. This is the case with many other incarnations, such as Balaram, Lakshman, and they're particularly important because they come in the role of a devotee, Bhaktavataram. So, and he's called Acharya because he preaches by his example. So it is described that, you know, at the time of his appearance, somewhere around 1432, he appeared in Lodha, which I'm not sure exactly where it is, but it's now Bangladesh, near Sylhet. And he was born of a very wealthy person and he was very educated. And then later on, he moved to Shantipur. And he also had a house here in Navadvip. And at the time, he was the leader of all the Vaishnavas. And he will hold discourses in his house where they will discuss Bhagavad Gita, they will discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. And actually, at that time, Navadvip was kind of flourishing. It was like a nice place. But he was feeling great pain because the people of the, you know, the people were actually devoid of Krishna consciousness. So he was feeling tormented because of this, and he took as his life mission to call for the Lord to come. He realized that actually I cannot deliver them. He's Mahavishnu, and he said, I cannot deliver them. And so then he actually began to worship the Lord with in the form of Shalagram Shila, with Ganges Botan and with Tulsi. And this is already very significant. It's called Acharya because he is preaching by his example. And this is the most simple worship that you can perform, worship of the deity, just with water and Tulsi leaves. But it was his crying for the Lord that actually is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that his cry penetrated through all the covenants of the universe, up to the higher planets, the covering of the universe, by Brahma Jyoti, by Kunta, and reached Goloka, and actually brought Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya to this world. So this is the main feature of his character, that he was so compassionate, and he was calling for the Lord with such intensity that the Lord was forced, that was the power of his love, the Lord was forced to come. So this is, you know, setting the example for us, right? That's what we have to chant. We have to call for the Lord with the same intensity that the Lord is forced to calm down. So then, so this went on for some time, and he was performing all kinds of austerities. And the Lord came. And as we know, he was born. And just at the time he appeared, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, there was a lunar eclipse. And Haridas Thakur, who was also residing near Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya were very jubilant. They were dancing and dancing and dancing and very ecstatic. And Sita Thakurani, who is the wife of Advaita Acharya, she actually went all the way from Shantipur. She came here to Navadvip, where they had also a house. And she came with all kinds of gifts for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually, she was the one that called Mahaprabhu Nimai to protect him from gods and spirits. So, but at that time, you know, we're just discussing with Maharaj right now that when was it that Advaita Acharya realized that Mahaprabhu was the person he was calling for? And his various descriptions there. But it seems that, you know, like that Mahaprabhu appeared to Advaita Acharya even before he appeared in the world in a dream. And he appeared in the form as Nimai, and he said, I'm coming. You know, I'm answering your prayers. I believe Advaita Acharya, he was like fasting. And then Lord Chaitanya appeared in a dream and said, stop fasting, I'm coming. Don't need to fast anymore. But somehow or other, through yoga maya, it seems that Advaita Acharya didn't recognize, he was very attracted to Nimai, but didn't recognize him. So later on, it happens that Gadadhar Pandit and Advaita and Mahaprabhu went to Shantipur, they went to the house of Mahaprabhu, to the house of Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya was doing worship. And at that time, Nimai, who was so overwhelmed by the bhakti of Advaita Acharya, he fainted. And when he fainted, Advaita Acharya used all the paraphernalia he was using to worship the Lord, and he started to worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Gadadhar Pandit was there, and he was thinking, like, why are you worshiping him? You know, he's just a boy. He was like 19 years old. And Advaita Acharya said to Gadadhar Pandit, when will you give this misconception up that actually he's the Lord, he's the Supreme Lord? But still, Advaita Acharya went back to Shantipur. He was testing Lord Chaitanya, and later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent actually a message through Srivas Thakur's brother, Ramai. He sent a message saying that actually, I am the Lord asked for. I am the Lord you call for. Now you can be peaceful that I will deliver the whole world by your desire. So actually, we are here because of the call of Advaita Acharya. The Lord came because of his compassion. So there are many pastimes. It's hard to pick up which one is more important, but I think one of the main teachings that comes across through the life of Advaita Acharya is that he was older than that Mahaprabhu, like about 50 years older than Mahaprabhu. And he didn't like Mahaprabhu treating him as a spiritual master because he was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And then Mahaprabhu will always try to grab Advaita Acharya's lotus feet, the dust of his feet. And Advaita Acharya didn't like this. And there was this, but obviously Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will always get away with it. So he was very determined to be subordinate to Mahaprabhu. And in one occasion, there was some kirtan going on, a very ecstatic kirtan, and Mahaprabhu went into some ecstasy. And actually he fainted. And at that time, Advaita Acharya, he washed the feet of Lord Chaitanya with his tears. And he spread the dust of his feet all over his body. And when Lord Chaitanya woke up or came out of this state, he was trying to dance in the kirtan, but he couldn't. He felt that, you know, something is wrong. He couldn't get absorbed in the chanting. And he asked, he said, what happened? Someone touched my feet. And Advaita Acharya said, you know, just like a thief, when he wants to steal something, he will wait until, you know, the person is asleep. You know, I also waited until you were like this and to catch this, because you know, how is it that you're giving mercy to everyone, but to, you know, everyone can serve you, but Srivas Thakur and myself will never get the opportunity to serve you. How is this? So these pastimes were going on and on, and but still Mahaprabhu will always treat him with great respect and get that great adoration. So Advaita Acharya devised a plan. Actually, he thought, well, what is the thing that will upset Mahaprabhu the most? I want to be punished by Mahaprabhu. Just like Mahaprabhu had chastised before Mukunda Datta, beautiful pastime, and actually Mahaprabhu at one point when Mukunda Datta was like, you know, the devotees asked, you know, when will Mukunda Datta will see you again? And he said, in millions of births, millions of years he will see me again. And Mukunda Datta was jumping, dancing. Oh, I will get the Lord's mercy again. And then Lord Chaitanya embraced him. So Advaita Acharya was feeling like, I want to have this treatment by the Lord. I am. He's in one verse. He says, "I am Lord Chaitanya's servant. I am Lord Chaitanya's servant. I am Lord Chaitanya's servant, and I am the servant of his servants." He was very, very eager to this. So, anyway, so then he thought, okay, I will. He began to preach impersonalism, and Mayavada philosophy, Yoga Vishishta. From this book, Yoga. And then, you know, he was preaching and he was getting many followers. And eventually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to where he was doing this preaching. And he said, of the two, which one is the highest? Of monistic philosophy or bhakti? In person, you know, speculative knowledge or devotional service? Which is the highest process? And Advaita Acharya said, speculative knowledge. So then at that point, Lord Chaitanya grabbed Advaita Acharya from his seat, dragged him down, threw it in the floor, and started to beat him, you know? And even, I don't remember who was there also, I think Srivas was there, and he was like shocked. Sita Thakurani was also shocked. Nityananda was laughing, you know? And then he was beating him and beating him and beating him. And at one point he stopped, and then Advaita Acharya was ecstatic, you know, that he had actually, finally he's treated me as a servant. Because, you know, I am in Maya, I'm preaching this, and he's actually taking care of me as a servant. So then Mahaprabhu realized, you know, that this has happened, and he was kind of a little embarrassed, you know, because he tricked him, Advaita Acharya tricked him to do this. So, yeah, so there are many things. Also we know that with the reason actually he also wanted to be punished is because also Mahaprabhu had punished or chastised Mother Sachi, because Mother Sachi had become a little upset with Advaita Acharya because, you know, I mean, she didn't even say it. She was just thinking that he should not be called Advaita, he should be called Dvaita. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's making distinctions. Because he actually inspired Viswarup to go and take sannyas. So this was going on in her mind, and Mahaprabhu was very upset with this. And actually, he at one point when he was saying his Mahaprakash Lila, he was giving benedictions. He said that no, Mother Chachi cannot come now, because she has offended Advaita Acharya. So then, at one point, I believe also it was the case that Advaita Acharya, some kirtan was going on and he fainted. And Mother Sachi took the opportunity to take the dust from his feet and put it on her head. So very, very sweet pastimes are going on. They were going on in both in Navadvip. And then when they moved to Puri, also Advaita Acharya is famous because he started the Sankirtan of the holy names of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu didn't want to be recognized as the Supreme Lord. So then, you know, the devotees were very afraid actually to address Mahaprabhu as the Lord. But on one occasion, Advaita Acharya, he called all the devotees and they started a kirtan. Jai Sachi Nandana, Jai Sachi Nandana. And they were going through the streets of Puri. Eventually they actually went to Gambira. And there Govinda came out, Lord Chaitanya's servant came out and said, what's going on? And then Mahaprabhu came and said, why are you chanting these names? What in the scripture says that you should chant these names? And then Shivas, who was there, he said, we're just puppets in the hands of Krishna. And today Krishna has told us to chant these names. So Mahaprabhu was very upset, and then Shiva started to, with his hand, started to wave like this to the sun. And then Mahaprabhu asked, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm trying to cover the sun with my hand. And Mahaprabhu said, you cannot do that. How can you cover the sun with your hand? He said, but similarly, no one can cover your good qualities. Even you try, even yourself, even when we try, your qualities cannot be covered because they are so wonderful. So in this way, Shiva Thakur was, you know, saying, okay, you're coming as a hidden avatar, Chani avatar, but it's impossible to cover your qualities. So then, on another occasion, also, Advaita Acharya, he invited Mahaprabhu for lunch to his place, and on this occasion, actually, Sita Thakurani will cook for Lord Chaitanya, but because Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, he didn't want, you know, he thought, you know, she was making all these kinds of preparations, so many preparations, and. So yeah, we're afraid that if he comes, he's accompanied by all these sannyasis, all these people, then he will not eat so much prasadam, so much food. So then, at that time, a huge storm came over Puri. It was raining and raining and raining. But just the place where Mahaprabhu was staying, there was like a, you know, like a gap, no rain. And then Mahaprabhu could come to the house of Advaita Acharya. And he came on his own, so he could eat. So then it says that Advaita Acharya was offering his prayers to Indra afterwards. And Mahaprabhu told him that actually, you know, it's not Indra who has done this. It is you, you know, because you are actually the Supreme Lord. So this is the... why the glories of Advaita Acharya are so difficult to describe, because he is Mahavishnu himself. I mean, the whole, you know, the whole material creation, just by his breathing, unlimited universes are coming in and out. And significantly, he comes to the material world, and what is he doing? He's calling out for the Lord. And if you think, you know, what is the one activity that goes on in the material world that doesn't go on in the spiritual world? You know, devotional service, the activities of devotional service, they go on here, and they go on also in the spiritual world. But there's one thing that goes on here, doesn't go on in the spiritual world. Like, if we want to serve Krishna, you know, we want to offer him anything. It's very hard to do it on the same level as they do in the spiritual world. But there is one thing that can be done here. What is it? Chanting Hare Krishna can be done there also. Yeah. Fundraising. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, okay, I don't know if they do that. I don't know, I haven't heard of fundraising in the spiritual world, so we'll take it valid. But that's not the one I was looking for. Yeah. Save the conditioned souls, preaching. That's the one activity that goes on here. It's the highest, that's why it's so high. So he comes in that mood, actually, of mercy, of helping other people. And and Lord Chaitanya, he will tell Advaita, I've come because of your call. And he will instruct him. He said at one point, I think actually it was at the time when he beat him up, and then, you know, he recognized what had happened. He said to Advaita Acharya, says, whoever worships you, I will deliver him. Whoever worships you, I will deliver him. And he said, he gave three instructions. He said, never criticize the Vaishnavas, never offend the Vaishnavas, and chant Hare Krishna, and I surely will deliver you. So these are instructions given to all of us. He was also famous for his joking with Lord Nityananda. They were always, like, you know, teasing each other. And on one occasion, Advaita Acharya, he invited Nityananda to his place, and they cook a huge feast for them, like enough to feed 50 people or so. And then when Nityananda arrived, he said, you know, this is not enough even to fill half of my stomach. You know, what's the use of coming here, you know, to take prasadam? And then Advaita Acharya would say to him, he said, you know, now I have become an outcast because I have invited like a rejected Paramahamsa. You know, he will tell to Nityananda. They were, you know, joking. And I think it's like kind of like we see in all these pastimes, Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is the meaning of Chaitanya Charitamrita? It's the activities. What is it? Chaitanya Charitamrita. The character of the living entity in eternality. The activities of the living entity in eternality. And we're seeing all these pastimes of love, very, very intimate pastimes, going on between Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And the same thing, if we study the pastimes of Krishna, same thing is going on when Krishna is leaving Hastinapur. Uttara is coming and is calling him, you know, for protection. Then Queen Kunti comes and she offers so many beautiful prayers. Please, don't go. And then King Yudhisthir, he also comes, and if each time Krishna is forced to stay by the prayers of his devotees. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya, when he took sannyas, the devotees were devastated. And even Advaita Acharya, he said to all his followers, he said, you know, today I'm going to drown in the Ganges. And don't try to stop me. And all his followers, they said, no, we will not try to stop you. We'll go with you to drown in the Ganges. So this is what makes the difference in our practices, spiritual practices, this intense longing for Krishna. This is describing Briha Bhagavatamrita, that, you know, that is actually what calls the Lord, what catches the Lord, what captures the Lord. It's not, no, our spiritual practices are there, and that's definitely important. What is the mood in which we do our spiritual practices? And so Advaita Acharya, he is the Acharya. He by his example, his own example, he taught us how to actually capture the Lord and invite the Lord into our hearts. So, also right at the end of towards, you know, later on, just to illustrate the power of Advaita Acharya's love for Krishna, that Jagadananda Pandit, at this point, Advaita Acharya was in Shantipur and Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri. And Jagadananda Pandit, he was going to, he had gone from Jagannath Puri to Shantipur. He had brought some, you know, gifts and messages for the devotees there who were longing for Lord Chaitanya. And on the way back, Advaita Acharya, he wrote a note and he gave it to Jagadananda Pandit. And in this note, he wrote, he says, the whole world has become mad now. The whole world has become mad. So therefore, there is no more demand of rice in the marketplace. And even all of us here, we have also become mad. So, and this is written by Advaita Acharya, who is also become mad. So he gave the message to Jagadananda Pandit. And Jagadananda Pandit, he went back to Jagannath Puri, and when Lord Chaitanya read the message, he smiled and he was silent, and he said, this isn't Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is his order. It is his order. And then Swarup Damodar, he was there, he was saying, he could understand what was going on, but he wasn't sure, so he asked, what is the meaning of this message? And then, basically the meaning, as you can probably understand, is that Lord Chaitanya's mission was now fulfilled, complete. The whole world has become mad, we have also become mad, so your mission is complete. So it was also, Advaita Acharya not only called for Mahaprabhu to come, but he also said, okay, your mission is fulfilled now. Excuse me. And it is described that after that, it was when Lord Chaitanya, he became much more internal in his mood. And he became very absorbed in these feelings of separation for Srimati Radharani in the later part of his pastimes in Jagannath Puri. So we can see the power of Advaita Acharya's love, and I think today is a day where we can call for his mercy, that we develop this desire to be subordinate to the Lord's desire. This is what's keeping us in the material world. We are fighting or resisting Krishna's plan. At least I am, maybe. Things come into our lives and we resist. And this is what causes the pain. This is what causes the tension, actually, in our lives. So, such a nice thought to have this full faith, this full conviction that whatever is happening in my life is perfectly arranged by the Lord for my upliftment, and that that, you know, if he basically he's acting for my welfare, and if I just keep surrendering and keep calling out for him with the same intensity, eventually he will give me his mercy. In fact, he's already given the mercy. There was one time that Prabhupada was asked by one devotee that he said, this devotee had complaints about his temple president or someone. He said, you know, he's not chanting his rounds. How can I trust him? And Prabhupada said to him, said, don't trust anyone. Trust Krishna. So, what is the meaning? And it's not that we should not trust anyone, but what it means is we should trust that behind every arrangement, in every situation, in everything is going on in our lives, Krishna is behind it. Krishna is sanctioning. And he's acting for our welfare. We have that conviction. Then we can actually surrender to the will of the Lord. But we have to have that faith. So this is the principle Advaita Acharya was teaching us. How to become subordinate. How to become a servant. There are, is Panchatattva, there are like, you know, is Mahaprabhu. There is one Mahaprabhu and there is two Prabhus. Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. They are all of them, they are Vishnu Tattva. They are all the Supreme Lord. But both Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, they come in the mood of service, in the mood of being a servant to the Lord. Why? They are teaching us, and also because this is the... This is actually how we can have the highest, the most intimate relationship that we can aspire for, that we can desire. This is our constitutional position. So then Advaita Acharya, he came to preach this, and he taught us how to glorify Lord Chaitanya in the Sankirtan of the Lord. So it's 5 minutes and it's so many exalted Vaishnavas here. I was very shocked when I was asked to give the class. I actually said, why don't you ask some of the senior Vaishnavas? But the devotee didn't take it. So I would like to invite maybe some of the senior Vaishnavas if they want to say something in glorification of Advaita Acharya. Some of the sannyasis. Maharaj, would you like to say something? Yeah? You'll add the bath of Mayapur.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. The Mayapur is a place. If you want to get out from this Maya, be in Mayapur. Don't leave Mayapur. Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that if you want to free from sexual desire, read Rasleela. And material it is opposite, but it's telling Rasleela. So then you'll free from kama. So like that, be in Mayapur, then we'll be free from Maya. So, and so wonderful. Yeah. Advaita Prabhu, that birthplace is, Advaita Prabhu's birthplace is called Pona Tirtha. Now it is in Sylhet, Prabhu told. And there was very special pastime. Then one day, his parents was preparing something. Then small Advaita Prabhu, it is Pundarika, his name was Kamalaksha Prabhu, childhood name. Kamalaksha Prabhu asked, hey, mom, what are you preparing for what? Then he told, no, just see, we have become old, so we must visit all the holy tirthas. This is our culture to perfect your human life. You are very old, mother, father, don't go. Then he was like, child, what is talking this child? We must go. He said, no, no, don't worry. Tomorrow, I'll bring all the holy tirthas are present here. All the holy tirthas will bring here. Is he like small boy, what is talking? He said, no, no, just see, tomorrow my mother, you can see all the holy tirthas. So next to his birthplace, there is one river, very huge river. That river, he said, tomorrow you can see, you can dip in the river, all the holy tirthas are. Then it is practically, it is a dry river, big river, but there is no water most of the time. Particular that tithi, then all the Vaishnavas, they ready with arati and this, that. And what happened is, 3 years back I was there, particular that tithi. It's a dry river, no water, nothing. Then I was thinking, what speculation? I don't believe so easily. Just see, night time, actual the tithi time, actual that time, a lot of water will come. So I was like whole night, and that tithi was early morning, 3:15 or 3:20 something. Then after 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock night time, I was going at river and our temple, and no water, nothing. Then I slept. Then early morning, 3 o'clock, devotee was calling me, Maharaj, Maharaj, get up, get up. Come, this is the, and I saw big Mridanga Kartal, big Harinam party and all these things, big arati. They're ready. Then I went to see. Then I saw, you believe or not, unlimited, means very forcefully, from somewhere that water is coming. From beginning, there is no dam, there is nothing. I inquire nicely, there is nothing but a lot of full of water. Full of water, then devotees. So this is Advaita Prabhu's first time. He is Supreme Lord. He can bring any time. Like Nityananda Dham, Nityananda pray to bring all the tirthas with Hatu Gada, means he banded his knees and he prayed all the tirtha, please come everywhere. Hai Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, come all these tirthas. So that is. Then how Advaita Prabhu, Kamalaksha Prabhu, how he came here? He was, Silat is quite far. That Panatirtha, we are going on March, I think, 13, 14 March this year, will be there in Panatirtha. If you want to join, if you want to see that, so just contact with Marichi Prabhu. Safari, we are going Bangladesh. So that Advaita Prabhu, how he came, Kamalaksha Prabhu. Father, he was like big pandit, and he used to take care that king's Kali temple, you know, those days it was Kali, famous. Then his father used to tell, hey, you are so puffed up, Kamalaksha, go and pay obeisances to Kali. He ignored. Then, like finally he forced him, you are so puffed up, is a king, king's temple, you must go. And his friend also, king's son was he was very close friend, best friend of Kamalaksha. He's also, because he was going again and again, every day he was going to pay obeisances, but he saw Kamalaksha, he was not paying obeisances. Then that report came to king and his father, you are puffed up. Go and pay Mahakali. She is like origin. She is the controller of the universes. Mahakali. He said, father, he told many times, he forced me, but she cannot tolerate. He said, what are you talking? She cannot, she is a mother. Without mother, nothing can happen. She's mother. He said, no, father, I'm telling you, don't force me. She cannot tolerate if I'll pay obeisances. Then, forcefully, practically, he said, go and pay obeisances to Mother Kali. Then he paid obeisances, the Mother Kali became totally broken down, pieces. Then immediately, because it was king's temple, then he was very afraid because his friend, king's son, he ran to father. Maybe he knows this boy, he knows some black magic or something. He did like that, he paid obeisances and he broke him. Then, by that time, Kamalaksha Prabhu, he ran because it was king's. Maybe he'll punish him or something he'll give. Then he ran to Shantipur. Mm-hmm. Shantipur, and they are the like honey bee. Main honey is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they are the bees. So from Silet, from Gaudiya, Udiya, all the bees, honey bees, they gather here. Then Advaita Prabhu came to Shantipur. It was very peacefully. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it is the best place for politics. Now it is changed. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Anyhow, he came here, then he established here his Gurudev. Next to his house, his Gurudev name was?
The Gurudev of?
Advaita Prabhu's Gurudev name?
Madhavendra Puri.
His house is nearby, only 3 or 4 kilometers far. Madhavendra Prabhu's appearance place. So nice. If you like, just contact Marichi Prabhu. We'll go a lot of places. Bangladesh, so many places. So many unlimited fast time. Maharaj can say something. Pankajangri Prabhu, he knows so many things. Yeah, in the Silat. Yeah, it is there. Still, that doom, it is in the jungle. But it is Hindu property, so they cannot, Muslim, other caste, they cannot occupy. But still it is occupied. ISKCON is trying to buy that, at least already it is some sign up, I heard. Very soon we are, most probably will get that. Madhavendra Puri. Already our Advaita Prabhu's original place already is now Prabhupada property. Big, big. Like 15, like 5 acres, 6 acres. Big land. Even Muslim also they come there. Muslims, many Muslims they come. So, okay.
It's no breakfast today. There's a kirtan going on, 12-hour kirtan in the Panchatattva temple from 9 o'clock. So we have 9 minutes.
A few minutes?
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned it already that the mood that Advaita Prabhu and also Nityananda Prabhu express, which is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that they feel complete ecstasy considering themselves servants of Lord Chaitanya. And the description when he calls out is hunkara. It's like roaring of a lion. It's a very intense sound to, you know, beg the Lord to come, which, as you said, Acharya, he's teaching us. So the mood, if Krishna is merciful, and of course he will come, but at the same time, according to our desire, he will manifest. So if Advaita Acharya, it was, you can say, necessary to produce a forceful sound as a lion so the Lord will come, it's not so easy. You know, actually, Prabhupada, when he described or explained in the beginning the meaning of the Maha Mantra, he said it's the crying of a child for the mother. So the crying is of a child when it's really in need. Of course it can't roar as a lion, but still the intensity proportionately is very similar. In other words, if, you know, a mother knows, and also to some extent fathers, not at, to the same degree, I know, I had 4, but you can distinguish when the child is just whining. It's not the same as crying, right? You don't pay attention, you know, we'll calm down, you know, soon. But when the vibration changes, you can immediately know, oh, there's some danger or there's a real need. Immediately you will go and see what's going on. So similarly, when you chant the holy name, and it's a kind of, you know, wishy-washy feel or sentiment, not very serious, not very sincere, not desperate, then Krishna will say, yeah, okay, we'll see. Go on chanting. But when you really feel that there's no other way, no other way, no other way, and the chanting becomes, the quality becomes to really call out to the Lord, then Krishna will appear. So Advaita Acharya, he is the Acharya for this kind of hunkara chanting. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
So, Advaita Acharya had 6 sons. So from his 6 sons, it said, only 3 were devotees. The other 3 were asara. And one explanation, we may wonder, how is it possible that Advaita Acharya, he's the incarnation of the Lord, but his sons are not devotees. So one explanation for this is that when Advaita Acharya was preaching the Yoga Vashista philosophy to anger Lord Chaitanya, at that time he was preaching the glories of the impersonal Brahman, and the glories of impersonal liberation. And so, of course, his purpose was to anger Lord Chaitanya, that Lord Chaitanya would come and beat him and chastise him. But it said some of the sons became confused by this. They also thought, this is what our father taught, you know. They thought impersonalism is the path, and they became impersonalists themselves. that Advaita Acharya was only preaching it to anger Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, when he came and chastised Advaita, he told him that you woke me up. You called me to come. I was sleeping peacefully and you called me to come. And now you're preaching this nonsense impersonal philosophy. So three of the sons, they took up that impersonal philosophy. They became asara. They became useless. So Advaita Acharya rejected them. But the three sons remained faithful to him, and they were devotees and they were followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, like that, we see that we have to be very careful in everything we do in preaching Krishna consciousness. It's very important that we emphasize the path of devotion and nothing else. Vayavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuranandana bahu shakahi anantascha buddhayo vayavasayana. That those who are on this path are resolute in determination and their aim is one. The intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched. So we want to be very focused on the worship of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the message of devotion. Advaita Acharya, generally he taught that. He is the Acharya. He is known as the Acharya. He's not just Prabhu, but he's Acharya because he teaches by his example. His life was devotion. Just at that one particular point only, he was preaching this Yoga Vashishta to anger Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Pankajangita, will you like?
The movement of Advaita Acharya was that of Lord Chaitanya, that's Jivadaya. He couldn't bear to see the sufferings of the living entity, and he couldn't do anything at that time. So he said that only the Lord can save these people, they're so fallen. So his compassion, this is what Lord Chaitanya is teaching us, this Jivadaya, that is our salvation. If we can be merciful to others, then naturally we'll get the favor of the Lord. But he became so angry, sometimes he would reveal his identity as also known from Mahavishnu. I will induce the Lord to come, and if he doesn't come, I will personally take up my chakra and cut off all their heads. And he asked to his son, Chaitananda, was his favorite son, very special child. It looked just like Cupid. And one day, this time the tutor was three or five years old, I think. And one Saturday came to the house of Advaita Acharya and said, "Can you tell me who is Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya? Who is his guru?" So he was considering the social normal etiquette or the absolute in the position of Lord Chaitanya. He said, "Anyway, you take your meals, then we'll discuss afterwards." No, you first tell me, then Harry Bowen. So then he considered, it started off on the lower platform, and he said the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Shripad Ishwara Puri. And Jaisara Chaitananda was hearing that. And he burst out, "Father, yeah. What are you saying? You're supposed to be an Acharya. And you're talking like this, people will follow you. You don't know Lord Chaitanya, he has a guru. He's the guru of the entire universe. He instructed Lord Brahma in the beginning, who instructed everyone else. How can you say such a thing, Father?" Advaita Acharya became very ecstatic, began to cry and lift his son up and was dancing with him. "I am, as a devotee is born in my house, a devotee of Mahaprabhu is in my house, Parashara Mahaprabhu is born in my house." I'm so happy. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Sri Advaita Acharya ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Anitai Gaura Premanande. Thank you.